John's on the line. He wants to tell us about something that happened on Roe Highway last night. G'day, John.
Yeah, g'day, Gary. My two grandsons were driving down Roe, and the older of the two was driving, and he's about 26, big fella, never had a seizure before in his life, and he had a seizure whilst behind the wheel.
Gee.
And foot went flat to the floor, and his younger brother sitting beside him had the presence of mind to chuck it into neutral and grab the wheel and erratically pulled it to the side of the road, got back up onto the emergency lane on the left there, got out of the car, went around, supported his head because he was in a bad way, and with the other hand was trying to flag people down as they're coming. And he estimates probably 100 cars went past him, tooting, driving around him. He managed to stabilise him enough to go and look for his phone, and he called the ambulance. But in the interim, a police car had come down beside on the lane that they were adjacent to. They were in the emergency thing.
Yep.
And proceeded to turn right into Mirrabooka Avenue.
So I'm
not saying that they did see him.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to make that allegation, but that was one of 100 people that went past and did nothing. Absolutely. And the only person that ended up stopping was the tow truck diver 20 minutes after. Must have thought he was going to get a job.
There was a job there. Okay, so a couple of things I'd like to know, though. How is the boy now, or the man now, how is he?
Yeah, well, he's about 6'5"
right,
and about 125 kilos and really, really strong boy. So
yep,
this is totally out of left field. So the mum and the rest of us were distraught about it, and he was rushed off to Charlie's. He's got to have some follow-up stuff now. It's all in the tests and everything like that.
Stage. Okay.
But, yeah, he's fine, but
his brother's obviously feeling... Well, I take it his brother's feeling that... Okay, let's say the police officers, and I'm going on my best judgment of, you know, police officers, of course, and saying that it would be my view that they may not have seen him, because I think if it was obvious that there was a motorist in distress or someone in distress on the side of the road, they would have stopped.
But he was flagging down continually.
Yeah.
He had his arm out supporting his brother's head.
Yep.
So he could breathe, and trying to flag down everybody, and everybody saw him.
Yep.
That was preceding that, so, you know, one can make their own conclusions about that, but it was at 8 o'clock at night, no rain, no nothing at that time, and, it's all been the topic of the conversation in the house this morning. He's incredulous as to what went on.
So is it essentially that people are not trusting enough now to stop on the side of the road, you know, in a situation, granted, the people driving past may look and glance and sort of think, well, I don't really understand that. Is it someone who's passed out because of drugs or drink? You know, are we just not trusting enough now to stop and help a fellow person?
That's the point probably that probably is going to come out of this, that you're really at your own devices when you're out there and something happens. You really can't. You know, when I was a kid, everybody helped out, everybody else, but that's just the whole thing has changed now.
Would you stop now? I mean, I was asked, I've been asked the question just before I spoke to you as to what I think I would. I mean, I'd like to think I would look and go, no, that they're in trouble, they need help, as opposed to I'm going to get in trouble if I pull over.
Well, I'm a big fella, so that doesn't really worry me, so I'm big like them, so
all right.
No concern at all. It's just that out of all this, when more concern should be about your brother, is the talk is about how people just, at least 100, his estimates, at least 100 cars drove around him. He even stood in the middle of the road and tried to flag people down when he stabilised him and nobody would stop.
All right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that was the sort of response of the public. I'm glad to hear that he's sort of in the right care now and, you know, fingers crossed
absolutely
that they can determine
much
what's wrong with him.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thanks for bringing it up, though. It does beg the question, if you just listen to that, would you have been one of those people that drive by, or would you have been one of those people that would stop and say, do you need any help? Can I help you in any way? Have you had a situation like that and thought twice about it before you did, in case you did pull yourself into a situation that was a bit of a worry? But anyway, just about human nature, I suppose, these days.